a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
November 9th, we are in room 413. It's approximately 9 o'clock. We're in the Capitol building of the Capitol of Pierce, South Dakota. And with me today are Commissioners Feagin and Commissioner Nelson. I'm Commissioner Hansen. Today we're here to hear testimony on rulemaking on docket 11-001. Public hearing. Anyone who wishes to make comment may comment on the proposed rules at this hearing. In addition, written comments may be submitted. Written comments must reach the Public Utilities Commission by November 21st of this year to be considered. We will begin the public hearing to consider the adoption and amendment of proposed rules numbered 2010-22-5, 2010-36-2, 2010-17-6, 2010-17-7, 2010-17-8, 2010-17-9, 2010-17-9-01, 2010-17-9-02, 2010-38-01, and through 2010-38-07 inclusive. The Commission will consider all of the written and oral comments we receive on the proposed rules, and we will take a final vote on the rules. Tentatively, it will be early December. We're looking at December 6th, depending upon the Rules Review Committee and when they're scheduled. If they're scheduled on the 20th or if they're scheduled on the 12th, we're not certain when they will be meeting. However, we intend to take a final vote in probably early December. We're hoping for December 6th. However, it may be even an ad hoc. That would be in late November, but we will attempt. To make that December 6th date. The Commission may modify or amend a proposed rule at that time to include or exclude matters that are described in this notice. We will now begin the public hearing. Anyone wishing to comment on those rules, please step forward. I'll check the phone service first with MidAmerica, Chuck Rhea.
Yes, I'm here.
Chuck, is it Ray? I'm sorry.
It's Ray.
Okay. Ron Spangler.
Here, Mr. Chairman. Also with me is Carrie Caseman and Kim Peterson.
Thank you. Sarah Cardwell with Excel. Carrie Valley with Excel. Okay. Sarah, was that you?
Yes. And Carrie Valley is here as well.
Great. Welcome. Welcome to everyone on the phone. Since we have folks on the phone, do you wish to go first? Is there anyone on the phone wishing to go first? Apparently not. Did someone break the ice in the audience? Just a deal where the chairman gets to call on someone? Mr. Wilcox. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Jim Wilcox. I work for Xcel Energy in South Dakota. And as you took roll on the phone with me today are Sarah Cardwell and Carrie Valley to help answer questions. We were anticipating rebutting comments from another party, and that those comments have not been submitted, so we would like to reserve the right to maybe rebut comments should those appear. But as it stands at the moment, we would simply support the staff's position as they have presented the rules, and we would stand by our previous comments that we have prepared, and we intend to supply some written comments by November 21st, and we would be here today available for questions.
That's those comments that you plan to rebut, are those comments by one of the commissioners, or are they by...
The Environmental Law and Policy Center submitted written comments in a related but previous docket and have not submitted in this docket. And so we are prepared to rebut those should they appear in this docket, but they have not yet, so I have nothing to rebut right now.
Thank you. We will take that under advisement and assume that you'll have that opportunity. Mr. Wilcox, Ms. Wiest might have a question.
No, I just had a comment, actually. Just for everyone's information, to the extent that you want comments considered in this docket, then we aren't really looking at the old comments. My point is that all the comments that are in this docket are the ones that will go to the Legislative Rules Review Committee. I just don't want people to be confused or think that they have them in and I'll be sending them on when I'll just be sending these on.
Right. That's good. That's a very good point. Thank you, Ms. Weiss, for pointing that out. Yes, if you made comments in the previous docket that you think really need to go forward and be considered by the Legislative Rules Review Committee, please submit those during this period. Thank you. Good morning, Ms. Rogers.
My name is Darla Pullman Rogers, and I represent the South Dakota Rural Electric Association. We have been involved in this process, and I really appreciate and recognize your point, Ms. Weiss. We will be filing or resubmitting our prior comments in this particular docket. I just wanted to advise you that, just for the record, SDREA is generally supportive of the proposed rules. Our member rural electric cooperatives have been leaders in energy efficiency and conservation, and we applaud the adoption of standards that will uniformly apply to current and future technologies and programs. It would be our intention to submit comments that would support some of our member companies, including East River. We will be resubmitting comments on load management, generation transmission level, and some of the reporting requirements. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and support your efforts today.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Saar.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
I haven't called you Mr. for a long time.
It fits, so thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to appear before the commission this morning. My name is Bob Saar. I'm the general counsel for East River Electric, based in Madison, South Dakota. And I believe the commissioners and staff are aware of East River and its members, so I won't go into detail there. But I do want to note that I also have Jeff Rood, who's from East River, with me as well. And Jeff really is one of the preeminent experts in the area of conservation, energy efficiency, and really the person who is a great go-to person if the commission or East River or anyone in the cooperative network is in need of technical information. So Jeff is here as a resource for the commissioners and staff. I would echo the comments of Mr. Wilcox and Ms. Rogers, and just add an additional couple comments. You know, East River really appreciates the hard work that the commission staff has put in on the rules, and we appreciate the leadership of the commissioners on this, particularly Chairman Hansen, who was there with the modification to the REO law and throughout this whole rule process. And I think what South Dakota is doing is really positioning itself as a leader on this issue through this commission and through its staff, and we comply with some Minnesota requirements. We watch what goes on in other states, and you've taken a new, thoughtful, and I think it isn't too generous to say what appears to be the best approach in the country on this, and I hope it becomes a model for other states to follow, because I think it really balances some sometimes competing issues, but gets everyone to the right spot that benefits the consumers, benefits the environment, and does so in a very positive, cost-effective policy format. So with that, I just say that East River strongly supports the commission's proposed rules. We do intend to file rules consistent with what our previous filings were in the other rulemaking docket, and I appreciate Ms. Wiest, you know, reminding us that we do need to make those part of the record going forward so that they are part of that, and we certainly intend to do so before the November 21st deadline. So, again, thank the commission, and we appreciate the hard work on these rules, and we'll file some additional comments later.
Good morning, Ms. Bondrud.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, Pam Bonrad with Northwestern Energy from Sioux Falls. Again, we as well are planning to file written comments by the November 21st date, and will most likely reflect our last set of comments in the previous rulemaking docket. In other regards to the rest of the rulemaking docket, we're fairly satisfied with where we are at this point, but you will see continued input from us regarding cost-effectiveness measurement of DSM efforts to make sure that we're doing things that make economic sense as well for our customers. So we'll continue on with that thread in our comments. So we look forward to continue working with you and the staff on this particular rulemaking effort. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me, did someone have a question?
No, I'll let it go for a moment.
Mr. Kuba.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and staff. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Kevin Kuba with Otter Tail Power. We have on the phone Mr. Spangler, Mr. Caseman, and Ms. Peterson as subject matter experts who would be willing to answer any questions. And since we're getting along very well here today, I think I'll just do a me too in essence of time. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kuba. Anyone else in the audience? Ms. Moore? No.
Yes, correct.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much. Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. I'm Jennifer Moore with MidAmerican Energy. And with me today is Greta Knight, if you have any questions, and also on the phone is Chuck Ray. MidAmerican appreciates the opportunity to file the previous comments in the informal process in this docket, and I think we can reiterate the other what other utilities have said, and we appreciate the staff's time and consideration because they've adopted a lot of the changes that we've suggested, and MidAmerican generally supports the rules as they are. And I think we will also be filing short comments on November 21st because we have general support for the rules, but I'll just make two minor little notes that we may raise in those comments, and that is, in our earlier comments regarding the customer's back billing, we expressed some concern over the treatment of the different customer classes, and although some of that has been addressed, I think we're going to reiterate these in our comment, but because this is it's similar along those lines, but a little more specific than what we said before. In Section 2010-1709, perhaps if there was a limit on just that portion where it would be a refund or charge shall be calculated as accurately as possible from the date of the error, not to exceed 5 years. And then we have no objection at all with the residential customer in the 1 year. And that just is a suggestion to balance out the rules that way. And these type of errors, I think that would be a fair approach, since the other meter type errors are a little, sometimes you can determine them to the date of uncertainty and sometimes not. And then the other factor is, if they do go beyond 5 years, is whether your records are reliable and, you know, do you have all the information there to make the determination, even if you do have records to go beyond that, if that makes sense to you. And if you have any questions, I'm sure Ms. Knight would love to specifically answer the technical portion on that. And then MidAmerican is in support of the second portion of the rules of the combined renewable and recyclable part. But I just want to make one small little suggestion on the 2010-3807 on the renewable energy credit requirements. And we expressed some concern about the tracking requirements and which one that referred to, METRETS or national one. And just to make it simple, it may be easier to have this reporting requirement if the utility that generates the electricity is complying with the objective of the combined renewable and recyclable. Because if they're complying with that objective, then these requirements make sense. If they don't, then there doesn't seem to be a need for a report to the commission regarding whether or not you've retired the credits or not. And so that's just something for consideration, too, that we'll reiterate in our November 21st comments as well. But other than those two little points, Mid-American supports the rules as they are now.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to in the room wishing to testify at this time? Is there anyone on the phone who has not had an opportunity to speak? I believe Mid-American XL Ottertail, did you have anything you wanted to touch on?
No, thank you.
Mr. Koba has done a good enough job. If not, that is one. Just like an auctioneer, you've got one last shot. Commissioner Nelson would like to ask a question of
Ms. Bonnerud. Just one quick question. If I'm remembering your written comments correctly, did you have a concern about your billing system and how it was going to work with these new rules? And though my ultimate question was,
I recall, I think there was something in there because of the way the system works. And if
are you satisfied at this point? Is that issue?
I'll probably need to double check with our folks. Okay. I haven't been able to get everybody to look at everything I need them to right at this point.
Okay, so, thank you.
But we're going to circle up on that.
Okay, thanks. Right,
thank you.
Any other questions at this time? Anyone else? Last shot. If not.
Commissioner,
yes.
If I could,
Mr. Rizlo,
just ask a general. Well, I don't know if it's ask a question or make a comment, but Ms. Moore brought up 1709. The idea is that these have to work when it comes down to measuring and actual billing, and if there's any overriding concern on that, that may be. The rule as drafted could cause problems. I think it'd be important for the utilities to comment on that in the next round, just to make sure that we have that rule so it's workable. That's all I had.
Thank you. If there is nothing else, then we will close the hearing, and we will look forward to your written comments, and thank you very much for everyone for participating in the rules. Mr. Rizlov makes a very good point. We want to make certain that these are not only fair and equitable, we want to make certain that they can function in the real world. So appreciate your comments and participation. Thank you.